Hey, welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 1st, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. What a July, right? I mean, geez, if you were asking for anything from any month, so far this month has delivered. You got new taxes, no rain, and softball tonight. So that's going to be exciting. Although Pete and I are going to miss the game tonight because we have a new extension 720. So we play on Monday nights, and when there's a White Sox game on Monday night, well, then we'll play softball. When there's no White Sox game, well, then we'll do talk radio. How about that? I did not march in the Pride Parade.
Oh!
Huh, huh. Yeah! If you're a listener to this, you know that I was complaining about it on Friday, and my son really wanted to go. After I could not get him to... This is a double story, by the way. Two pieces of current events. One... I didn't go to the Pride Parade. I'm lucky I didn't because the rain. Pete went. Did the rain soak you? Were you soaked? Yeah? Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. We were on par. We were ready to go. And on Saturday, we rented a couple of scooters, those electric scooters, right? And we went into the park, and my wife was riding with Miles, and she said, "You got to go faster." And he went faster, and he fell off. He skinned up both of his knees. They were like bleeding. I was like, it was exactly, you know, they say that you can't ride those things. So you're like 16. I'm like, why not? And then you watch a 12-year-old with questionable hand-eye coordination fall off dramatically on a street. It was not the strongest parenting move. But, you know, as they say, one door opens, another door closes. Because of those injuries, he was unable to walk in the parade. So... today, I was met by some of my colleagues who say, "Did you do it on purpose?" That's for me to know and you to find out. No, but it's really hilarious to watch like him fall off the scooter. I like the scooter. I've been using them. It's been fun to kind of roll around on the weekend, like you go flying. But he just doesn't have that understanding of how scooters work yet. So we missed the parade, but I was there in spirit. I was the rain clowns. But it looked like it was fun time, and congrats to everybody who did go out and show their pride. How about that? Is that a good end? Is that a PC end for me to end this monologue? But I was not there. All right, here are the headlines. Taxes and texting, oh my, no! That BP next to the expressway isn't price gouging. It's July 1st, and the state doubled the gas tax today to help pay for capital projects like fixing roads and bridges. So it's going to get all California nasty at the pumps this year. My question, how long does it last? Is the bill for 1 year, or did the gas tax just get doubled forever? I will bet the latter, right? We'll be in 3 years going, wait, what's happening? Especially when the oil prices go up and that pump hits $5 a gallon. Like I said, California nasty. Also, today is a day where cops can pull you over for driving and texting, and it'll be tougher penalties, no longer a ticket. This will be on par with the illegal merge. And the illegal left turn. Yep, it's now a moving violation to text and drive, and that means you get your license taken and stapled. Wait, do they still do that? Do they still do that? They staple light. Remember that when they staple the license? Was that just an easy way for cops to know that you were a bad driver when they pull you over? Like they take the thumb and the forefinger, like, ah, staples. They've been here before. Remember that? I just love, why did they do that? That seems weird that that was a thing. Or... was that the whole concept, to feel the staple marks? Or was it just the traffic court office didn't care? This is funny. They don't do that anymore. So anyway, texting and driving just got tougher. Also, holding the phone in your hand while driving falls under the statute. Not sure if this will be enforced by Illinois police, but might give them more incentive. I'm just assuming police citations are by commission. Right? The bigger crime you get, the bigger paycheck. Oh, it's not like that? Yeah. Prove it. For the first 4 months of 2019, or for 6 months, really, of 2019, shootings are down. Haven't been this low in 4 years, which, let's be honest, probably isn't crazy low. The fact that 56 people were shot this weekend makes me think that that stat might be worthless, right? Hey, they've been down 4 years. You're like, 4 years. Okay, so 2018, 17, 16, 15. 2015 was a mess. Wasn't 2016 the worst year ever? 2015 was a lead up to that. So the idea that they're saying, hey, it's a 4-year low. Well, so you're back to more than there should be? 56 shot over this weekend. It's not even the holiday weekend. 56! And it's coupled with, but it's lower than 4 years ago. Okay. Sounds good. The weather destroyed the end of the Pride Parade, delayed baseball, and canceled flights yesterday. Oh, and 77,000 people still without power. So far, no rain today, which probably means it'll just rain twice tomorrow. 77 people. I remember reading a story that there are always a number of people without power in the thousands in the Chicago area. So that number, whenever you see a storm and they say thousands and thousands without power, there's always thousands and thousands without power, whether that be just intermittent outages, whether that be people not paying their bills, maybe that, whatever it might be, the numbers are in thousands. It might be low thousands, but the idea that on a perfect sunny day, there's still thousands of outages. Isn't that crazy? So I'm not even sure, again, this podcast should just be called Worthless Stats, because I'm not sure what 77,000 without power means. It sucks. If you're still without power after yesterday afternoon, it sucks. How about that? Is that a better headline? Sucks if you don't have power, because then you can't listen to this. Maybe you can if your battery's going well. Fireworks are being recalled because some of the July 4th faves are overloaded with powder. So they're blowing up bigger fingers this year. They're going for the thumbs. In sports, let's start with the news that Andrew Shaw is coming back to Chicago. Now Shaw comes back with the hopes of bringing some well-known magic back to the playoff hunt for the Blackhawks. The last time we saw Andrew Shaw, wasn't he yelling homophobic rants from the ice in the penalty box? Wasn't that him in the playoff game? One of those playoff series like with the Blues where they got swept out and he got in the penalty box and he said something that we could just read lips. And then he had to apologize and maybe got fined. Yeah. Okay. I do like the Hawks remaking this team, though. Three big trades in the last couple weeks, that plus a top five rookie center and a couple extra months rest. Big things popping. The Bulls got in the action on the first day of free agency. All the headlines that the Bulls signed Thaddeus Young didn't even make the ESPN website last night. Anyway, Young comes in for 4 years, $31 million to be the backup center forward for the Bulls. I'm not sure he was on anyone's radar, so I wouldn't say this is a splash, but more of a free agency. Oh, man, I didn't realize there was a puddle there, and I stepped in it. The article I read said that Young has a chance to come in and provide leadership right away. What? Don't get me wrong. Happy to have a guy who wants to take charge, but are we talking Cliff Levingston type of leadership? Like the bench mob where he gives, you know, a little energy on a layup, on a fast break layup when MJ needs a breather? Or are we talking leadership because there are no leaders or stars currently on the court? Yeah. I know I bash on the Bulls all the time, but it's hard to watch the Brooklyn Nets and the LA Lakers make huge plays to get stars in their building. They draft guys too, but at some point they just go, well, LeBron and AD would be better. Right? That's it. They make the deal. If I had faith that the Bulls would be good for the next 10 years after everyone matures, I'd feel better about it, but I'm not sure that's what I see. And the only feel-good story that could have come out of free agency is getting D. Rose back to Chicago. And instead, he lands with the Pistons for pretty much nothing. So now Rose plays in our division. Ugh. At least we're not the Knicks. At least we're not the Knicks. The White Sox and Cubs will send three All-Stars to the All-Star game in Cleveland next week. The Cubs get Baez, Contreras, and Bryant. I thought Hendricks and Rizzo, maybe even Hayward, could add a shot. The Sox get Abreu, Giolito, and James McCann. I would have said Colome, Anderson, and Moncada could have a chance too. Also, Carlos Santana and DJ LeMahieu are starting for the AL. What? I wouldn't even have Santana and LeMahieu starting on my fantasy team. I'll tell you right now, Santana be a bench player. Only in when someone else was taking a day off. You know, they want to give Encarnacion a break, a breather. Then Carlos Santana gets in the lineup. I don't know about that. That's home. That's, you know what that is? They like to do that wherever the All-Star game is at. And because the Indians don't, I mean, Francisco Lindor is starting at shortstop. He didn't even play until June, right? And then Jose Ramirez is having probably the worst year of his career, so they can't put him in there. So they're like, I guess Carlos Santana, because otherwise no one will come to this game. That's why I want a game in Chicago, so we can get like a mid-level all-star that shouldn't be an all-star on the team. All right, you're like, I don't even know what they're going to. Charlie Tilson. He's going to make the squad. He's going to start in right field for the All-Star game. Right, something like that. In terms of the weekend, the Sox took 2 of 3 from the AL Central leading Twins. Nice work. That's what we need. The good news that should make this next week awesome, Dylan Cease is up. Yes. The rookie will start one of the doubleheader days on Wednesday. He's the prized arm in the minor league system. Get him up. Get him success. And next year, you're talking Giolito, Kopech, and Cease. How about that? Had a free agent in the mix. Sox are ready. Get them up. Get them all up. Now! I'm ready. I'm ready for just from here on out, right? If you're not going to be serious about competing for the playoffs this year, bring up all the rookies right now. I would love to go out and see a game where you have Blake Rutherford and Nick Madrigal and Lewis Robert all up and Dylan Cease on the mound. That'd be great. And we'd lose 11-0, but who would care? It's a dollar hot dog night. Take it. The Sox are 5.5 back in the wild card. More importantly, done with their tough month of June. Ended on a high note. Tigers in for the holiday. The Cubs couldn't take care of business in the Natty. The Reds took 2 of 3. I told you, Reds are pretty good this year. They're in last place in the Central, but only 5.5 back. Puig, Yasiel Puig, is their big guy. Got mad at Strope over the weekend. That's all I saw, is he got mad at him. Did he charge the mound? No, it was like just kind of like a, he threw too close to me. All right. Anyway, the Cubs lost ground. Now tied for the top, the Brewers. And for as much as the Cubs are all in for this playoff race, it's not going to be easy. The Phillies are suddenly hot. The Rockies are back. And there are like 8 more teams within 4 games of the wild card. So this could be a win the division or else kind of summer. The Cubs are in Pittsburgh for a 4-game set through the 4th of July. Because nothing says Independence Day like playing the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Why wouldn't they play at Wrigley? You know, you figure like you've worked that out so that you have 4th of July at Wrigley. And whatever. That's Lower Wacker Live for July 1st, 2019. Listen to Extension 720 tonight. Beats by Wes Restless. Love you. Bye.